Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Making Moves with TK. I'm here with one of my favorite people in LA, probably just because she's like has the Midwest vibe, but I am obsessed with her. She is a celebrity makeup artist. She also is, in my eyes, talent herself. She has an epic YouTube channel, Instagram, all the things. It is my dear friend, Alexis Motherforking Oakley.
I'm so excited to be here.
Hi. Thanks so much for coming.
Oh my God, of course.
I'm like, Alexis posted one of my reels on her story and I was like, yep, done. She's on my podcast. Like, I need to have her.
Literally, I got so many responses to that too, by the way. Everyone
really?
Was obsessed with it. Yeah. Oh, they
gosh.
Were like, oh my God, I needed this.
Love, I'm
like,
this, yes. For me. So, first of all, give me your little, I like to start with a little elevator pitch from everyone.
Yeah.
So, give us a tea, like, where are you from? How'd you get here now? Quickly.
So I'm from Missouri, Midwest girlies.
Love it.
I moved out here like a month after high school and I wanted to be a celebrity makeup artist. So I assisted for like 3.5 years. And then now I've kind of started doing my own thing. You know, I do makeup, influencing, like all the things.
So did you skip out on college?
Yeah.
And you went straight to LA?
Yeah, I came straight to LA and I went to a makeup school. And it was amazing. Like a 5-month program. So it was kind of like one of those things, like, if I like it, I'll stay in LA. If I hate it, I'll move back home. Obviously ended up loving it. And I got an assisting job like 2 days after. So wow. It was kind of like things like really fell into place.
Did you always know growing up you were going to do something a little bit not normal?
Yeah, like I remember being like 5 years old and being like, I'm going to live in LA. And everyone's like, okay.
I know. Like, great. That's, yeah, they like look at you like you have five heads.
Yeah, it's like, got okay.
It. Okay, love it. Love to hear it. We're going to start off with a juicy segment. It's the poll questions. Love. I try to like curate them towards you and then we'll go into like the real like making moves. Perfect. Drama, meat and potatoes. So first question is makeup brush or beauty blender, like for foundation?
Ooh, okay. That's really hard because yeah. I like to use both. I normally like to start with a brush and then go in with a beauty
really?
Blender to
okay,
blend it
why?
Out. Because I feel like a brush like applies the product more and a beauty blender kind of just like obviously blends and makes it more seamless.
Uh-huh.
But if I could only pick one, probably beauty blender.
Really?
Yeah. You can just do so much with a beauty blender.
Okay, question. Do you think the beauty blender brand is superior to all other knockoff beauty blender brands?
I do, just because the way they formulated it, it's like nothing else.
Okay.
Like the texture, the softness, the way it blends makeup.
Because I used to just like get random ones,
yeah.
You know? And then Alicia was like, what are you doing? And I was
literally.
Like, I'm sorry. And I figured it out. But
right.
I really enjoy, I actually prefer a brush too, but the beauty
yeah.
blender just makes no streaks.
Right. I know, because that's the thing. It's the lines in the
yeah.
foundation. I like hate the lines.
Yeah.
So the blender just like really.
How do you do the brush without lines?
You don't really.
Okay. T.
I wish.
And just while we're talking on the subject,
yeah.
what's your go-to foundation? Is it the same foundation for everyone or do you switch it depending on skin types?
I switch it up depending on who it is.
Really?
Like I am obsessed with the NARS Natural Radiant on myself, but the only client that I really use that on is Tana because
okay.
we have like the exact same skin. Whatever works on me, I know is going to work on her. And
really?
Whatever doesn't, I know isn't going to work on
her. Wait, what would you
her.
Recommend for me?
I feel like the Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk.
Okay.
Like,
they just sent me that and I was like,
oh, it's so good.
Is someone going to get fired? Like, why am I on this fearless?
No, it's so good.
Okay.
Armani is probably my go-to for pretty much everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. That is major tea. I would definitely choose Beauty Blender, I feel like, too, just
yeah.
because, like, I don't know. I do the streaks if
right.
I do just the
exactly.
brush. Anyway, next question. Tarte Cosmetics or Benefit Cosmetics?
Probably Benefit.
I'm for sure going Benefit.
I love
although
Benefit.
Like Tarte times Pretty Basic palette.
Yeah,
I got it.
Exactly.
But like I am just such a simp for Benefit.
Oh my gosh, they finally sent me product for the first time a few weeks ago.
Wait.
And I was like,
I'm so sorry I didn't connect you guys earlier.
No,
what the
I
heck?
Was so excited because they're like one of my beauty brands that I've just been dying to get sent from
yeah.
since I like started. And so it was one of those like, oh my gosh, like
uh-huh.
is this really happening?
Yeah. First of all, packaging fire, products fire,
yeah.
everything about the brand. But what's even more fire is the people that work for them.
Yeah.
They just get it and they're awesome and they're the people you want to hang out with in real
right.
life. So I always say if I wasn't doing what I'm doing, I would want to literally work on like the influencer team for Benefit.
You would be so good at that.
I would love it. I would love
yeah.
it. Okay, cool. What was your first beauty brand that sent you product? Like
oh
they took
gosh,
a chance on you.
I don't even remember. I feel like it was probably Honest Beauty actually because Jessica was one of my first clients. And
really?
So I think she like got me on a PR list or something and Honest has always been like so generous.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's great to know. I love that. Shout out Honest.
Right?
Mine was this company, it's this hair company called Nature Lab.
Oh yeah.
And I like freaked out. I was like, oh
right?
my god. How?
Getting sent PR for your very first time like
well, still to this day, it's insane.
Yeah, exactly. But the very first time, I remember being like, did I make it?
Yeah.
Like, is this what it's like?
Yeah. It's so weird being on the side where you're, like, now with Parallel.
Yeah.
Being like, I hope they post.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like, I
yeah.
have so much more empathy for influencers that take the time to post well.
That's
and
so
I feel
true.
Like you're really good at posting. And I'm invested. I'm like, ooh, what'd they send?
Right.
Like, you actually do a video and it's good instead
totally.
Of just like a photo, like, thanks.
Yeah, I know. I try
like,
to. Because I'm like, I understand how much goes into it. And it's like.
And you value the product.
Yeah,
you're like, this is expensive.
Exactly.
It can go in my kit.
Right. And it's cool. It's still exciting
oh
when
God.
I get sent PR. I'm like, it's like Christmas every day.
Oh my gosh. And when I get a package, like, notification, I'm like, for yes.
Literally.
Awesome. Okay. I think I would go Benefit too. No tea, no shade to Tarte. Would still
yeah.
love them. But yeah, Benefit. Okay. Client. I put two clients
okay.
against each other
gosh.
For you. I'm so sorry. Tana, your girl.
Yes.
Or your new girl, Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh. That's so hard. That's so hard.
I know.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm going to have to go with OG.
Yes.
Tana.
I figured
like,
you would.
Tana has been my most consistent, loyal client, like everything I could have asked
She's
for
an
in a
Alexis
client.
Oakley fan page.
She's the biggest Alexis Oakley fan, and I like live for it, and I'm the same for her. Yeah. So like, just OG, you know?
I got it. I get it. But like Kris Jenner, like
icon,
God.
Living legend,
yeah.
Literally.
God is a woman. Okay. I'm going to go team Tana, too, just because I feel like she's taken you under her wing.
Yeah.
Like Alicia has done me.
Definitely.
And
honestly,
they took risks on us.
Oh, big
you know
time.
What I mean?
Yeah. And I feel like I wouldn't have a lot of the clients that I have today if it weren't for her, too, because
yeah.
she really pitches
she
me
put
to
you
people.
On the map.
Yeah. 100. She literally connected me with Demi Lovato in a group text and was like, Demi meet Alexis, Alexis meet Demi. Like,
unreal.
Do glam.
Love
like,
it.
Like, she's such a ride or die.
I love that. I love that for you. And I love that characteristic of hers.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. Okay. As far as like beauty guru, YouTuber, influencer
yeah.
people, Jeffree Star or James Charles?
Honestly, I'm obsessed with James Charles recently.
Me too.
I love his content.
Yeah.
The way he makes videos is so entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Here's the thing. I am like a James. I love his videos.
Yeah.
Also, my friend works for him, so I'm like, I feel like I'm supportive in that way. But
totally.
Like, he is a really good YouTuber.
Yeah.
He's a really, really good YouTuber.
And I just love his editing style, everything. He just really keeps people engaged, and he's always doing something new. Like, I feel like he's done really well at
he's great
kind of,
at
like,
evolving.
Adjusting. Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing I would say is that I used to really not be into makeup or beauty
yeah.
as much, and he still makes his content interesting even
right.
if you're not a makeup person, which is like
that's
all you can
so
ask
true.
For as an influencer.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's probably a great YouTuber for you to look up to, right?
Yeah. No, I really like his videos.
I will say though, in this shoot, I used a lot of the Jeffree Star times Shane
yeah.
Dawson lip.
Yeah.
I think it's called Are We Filming?
Right.
And I'm not kidding you guys. That shit does not come off.
Oh my God, no. His products
good.
Are really good. Like, really good. Whenever I was touring, I was using a lot of his products because I knew
really?
That whenever they're dancing, sweating on stage, like, it's not going to move.
Oh, yeah, because you went on tour with Avril, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Such a cool life. Okay, yeah, I'm going James too, but that product is fire.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeep or I don't know if you're a Ford Bronco girly. Are you? At
I
all?
Am.
But
I'm
you're
not,
gonna go
like,
Jeep.
Obsessed, but yeah.
Okay, I'm doing
I mean,
Jeep
I have
or Ford
to.
Bronco.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Jeep. I'm going Ford Bronco, but like I have a Jeep back home. That
really?
Was my first car. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, cute. Jeep
we
girlies.
Love a Jeep. Jeep girlies. I feel like that's just a Midwest thing. Like
I know.
Every freaking girl
really
wants
is.
A Jeep.
It's so funny because when I got my Jeep out here, everyone was like, why Jeep? Like so confused. But everyone wants a Jeep back home. That's
yeah.
like the cool car.
It is. Yeah. So love that for you. And yours is pimped out.
Yeah.
Yours is really cool. Yours is really cool. Okay. LA or the Midwest?
I like, okay, this is really hard because
I know.
I just love the Midwest so much. And mm-hmm. I feel like so much of my brand is the Midwest, like Texas Roadhouse, McDonald's, like just everything.
Alexis,
literally.
What I tell you, we need to like, can we please go to Texas Roadhouse or Dairy Queen or something?
Please.
Yeah, we'll do a
please.
Girly trip. Yeah.
We're going to do a road trip to Texas Roadhouse.
I think it's like 2 hours from LA.
Oh, it is. I go there frequently. All the time. I dress up, live
dead.
For it.
Okay.
But I feel like overall, I'm going to have to go with LA just because there's so much opportunity. I feel like I've made a home here. Like it is my home now.
You know what's crazy, which I feel like you can relate, correct me if
yeah.
I'm wrong, but I feel like for me, I have never felt more myself than
yes.
the person LA has shaped me.
Definitely.
As. I felt out of the box
yeah.
in the Midwest. I just didn't fit in. Like I was like the puzzle piece that didn't fit.
Right.
And like once I came here, it was like, it was really hard, but it was like
yeah.
a deep breath of like, whoa, like I belong here.
100%.
So definitely special place in my heart for both. Once I find a Midwest zaddy, I'm moving straight back.
Are you?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh
wait,
gosh.
Do you not think you will?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh my God. Okay, that's my next question. So I'm going to choose LA for now, but still
yeah.
heart Midwest.
Yes.
Okay, Midwest guys or LA guys?
Midwest. Oh my gosh, Midwest. Like.
Okay, elaborate.
I have lived here for almost 6 years. I've went on 2 dates here, maybe, if that. Like,
which is not rare.
I have no interest in the guys here, but every time I go home, oh, I have a new boy every trip.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like roster. It's
literally.
Like my bus,
yes.
club, another club,
literally.
No sleep. It's like we have, you have a roster back home.
Yes, the guys are so much hotter, so much nicer. Like there's
they're
just something
type.
About a Midwest guy. Yeah.
yeah.
And my friend who came back to back home with me a few weeks ago, she was like, I get it now. Like, I never understood it, but now I'm like, yeah. I want a Midwest guy too.
So what is not your vibe about the guys here?
Literally everything. Like, there's not even one specific thing. I feel like everyone's very cloudy here, and it's about who you know, and no one really takes the time to get to know you. It's about what you're doing, and I don't want to talk about work when I'm on a date.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get to know you, not what you do necessarily. Uh-huh. Obviously, that's a part of it, but I want to know so much more than that.
I even find myself, which is unlike me,
yeah.
and it's so cringe, but, like, I'll find myself swiping or whatever on an app, and I start to put what they do on a pedestal as
yeah.
well, because they lack so much substance in every
it's
other
so
category.
True.
I'm like, well, at least they're a blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it's
which
so
is
true.
So, like, not my vibe
right.
and the opposite of what I want to be like. But I'm, like, reaching.
It's so hard on a dating app, though, because that's
yeah.
you're really looking at.
Yeah. Do you use any apps?
I'm, like, on them, but I go through phases.
Really? What's
yeah.
your go-to app, though, your fave?
I feel like Hinge right now.
Yeah.
I was, like, a Bumble girl for a long time, but I
okay.
feel like Hinge recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I hate
a lot of
though.
My friends, I feel like, find their literal boyfriends on Hinge.
Yeah, that's what I hear. So I feel like maybe deep down
yeah.
that's kind of why I'm on there. Because I'm like, okay, maybe.
You're like, maybe I'll find the one. Are you on Raya?
I am, but I never use it.
Really? I think it's so fun to, like, mess.
I find it fun to see
I'm
who's
like,
on.
Yes.
Literally, I find it fun to, like, see who's on, and it's more of, like, an Instagram for me than an actual
yeah.
dating app,
yeah.
because I've never met someone on there. I only know one person who's ever actually met up with someone on there, even. I feel like it's, like, one of those apps you talk to someone for a few days, and then it's, like, ghost, never talk again.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, like, an A-list celebrity on there?
So many, and I always swipe right, and they never match with me back. Maybe that's why I don't
like it. I mean, it's definitely fun to have, but a little bit, like, if you're... For a long time, they wouldn't accept me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I want to be on it. And now that I'm on it, I'm like, okay, it's
right?
not that big of a deal.
I feel the same way. I literally sent an email to Raya.
Oh, wow.
This is so embarrassing.
No, I feel like everyone would do that.
Spilling tea. I had tried to get on the app for like a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
Would never be able to get on. So finally I emailed them and I was like, I think I would be a great fit for your app because of this, and
Shut
this. And like, sent a
pitch. Not you pitching
Next
yourself
day,
to
I
Raya.
Got accepted.
Wait, I love that.
Is that not wild?
Well, that just goes to show you go for what you want.
Yeah.
And I love that. That's yeah. very me energy. I'm like messaging on LinkedIn, the executive at Raya. Excuse me.
Right. You're like, hey, quick question.
Dead. Oh my
Literally.
Gosh. Cool. All right. Well, that wraps up the polls. I mean, you guys know I'm obvi voting Midwest guys.
Obviously.
Duh. Okay. So Alexis, what are you doing right now to make moves?
Oh my gosh. I mean, right now, it's like, I feel like I was in such a space of doing only influencers for a long time, which obviously I still love that.
Like their makeup.
Yeah. Love my influencers, want to keep working with them. But I feel like right now I'm kind of transitioning into more of a traditional celebrity space. And so I feel like I'm just constantly networking in a new way that mm-hmm. I've ever done before. It's more reaching out to publicists now and management versus reaching out to people via DM, you know?
Yeah. So would you say the pros and cons of that? Or like, what are the main differences you've noticed in just the personality of like a traditional celeb versus like an influencer celeb?
Honestly, they're very similar.
Uh-huh.
And it's really interesting. I feel like the biggest difference I've noticed just social media wise is my engagement whenever I post an influencer is like through the roof. And whenever I post a traditional celebrity, no one cares. It's really interesting, which I thought for the longest time it would be complete opposite.
Yeah. That's very interesting. I love that.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, do you, in your eyes, now having worked with like literally the biggest celebrity in the world and then also one of the biggest influencers in the world, which in my eyes, they're both celebrities.
Yeah.
But do you see them like as fame level? Like, do you see them differently or do you put them on the same kind of pedestal?
I think they're the same, and that's something that I kind of thought everyone thought for the longest time until I got on TikTok. People are like, you can call yourself a celebrity makeup artist, like you're an influencer makeup artist.
Really?
Yeah. And people are very opinionated about this apparently.
Wait,
I didn't realize.
What?
Yeah, is that not crazy? Because to me, Tana Mojo is a celebrity. Like,
oh, she is for
Alicia,
sure,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
All of these people in my eyes are celebrities, and so I don't know what TikTok considers a celebrity or what they don't.
Yeah.
But to me, they're all the same.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So interesting. I'm like, if they're paying the rate, they're paying the rate.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And normally, if you're paying that rate, you're a celebrity because you can afford.
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay. Interesting. So how'd you get to the point where you are meeting different celebrities now, other than just the influencer celebrities that like people on TikTok are mad about?
I feel like social media, honestly, I think that I would be nowhere if it weren't for social media. I've gotten all of my clients pretty much through Instagram.
Really?
And just reaching out to people and networking, because that's the cool thing about Instagram too right now is we have access to people in a way that no one else has had access. Like, you could literally DM Beyonce. You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
They might see it, they might not. But like, I feel like just really taking advantage of social media.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like you've also done an incredible job using your social media as like a catalyst in that way.
Yeah.
And I guess I want to know, how do you feel comfortable, like, for makeup artists that are like, I have no clients, or I got one celebrity client, but I'm afraid to ask them to take a photo. Like, how do you make it so you feel comfortable to like be able to take a photo and post it on your page?
I think one of the biggest things about being in this industry is you have to really learn how to read a room. And there's some days with any of my clients that they're, you know, having a good time and in a good mood, and like, we're very comfortable with each other and talking the whole time. And then there's other days where, you know, they have their AirPods in and they're on their phone the whole time. And I know those are the days, like, don't ask for anything. If they talk to you, have a conversation. But like, you just really have to learn to read a room, because some people don't care about a photo and they're like, yeah, take as many as you want. And some people I know to never ask for one.
Really?
Yeah. And
so you know before you even ask, you're just like, it's a no-go.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm just very observant too. And so I'm like, if they're in a bad mood, the last thing they're going to want to do is take a photo for me, you know?
How do you feel like you know? Like, do you think it's just a natural thing? You're like, I'm good at reading the room?
I think that's a big part of it. And then I think too, like, I've just been in the industry for a long time, and so I know my clients now. I'm very comfortable with them. Like, I know if Tana's gonna be in a fun mood, or if she's gonna just be tired and hungover and not want to talk and lay in bed while I glam her. You know,
so it's just it's so funny how much someone's vibe, like your vibe, is what people value more than your talent.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah, I always say that, like, you can be the most talented makeup artist, hairstylist, whatever it is in the world, but like, if you don't match their energy and vibe with them, like, they're not going to have you back. I feel like so much more of, like, talent comes down to personality.
If you're not good at any of that, right? What tips would you give someone in regards to, like, networking or being able to read a room or knowing when to ask the right questions at the right time?
I think one of the biggest things, too, is just being the hardest worker. Like,
love that.
You have to work hard in this industry. I always tell people you're going to hear more no's than yeses in here, and you have to learn to accept it and not let it, like, get you down. You have to learn to kind of let it be ammunition to, like, you know, oh, I've reached out to so many people and, like, they might not have said yes at the time, but maybe I wasn't ready then for what I thought I was ready for. Maybe it'll happen later. I feel like I'm seeing that now. So many people that I reached out to 5 years ago left me on red, said no, whatever it was. Right. And then now it's like they're calling me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, looking back, like, OK, thank God I didn't work with them then, because I know I wouldn't have been.
I would have embarrassed myself.
Yeah, exactly. And then they never would have called back again. So I just really feel like timing is everything, and like, everything happens for a reason. And if I'm not supposed to work with someone, I'm not going to work with them. And it's more of a blessing than like something to be upset by.
Yeah, totally.
But I feel like that's really big. And I also just think, like, being nice to everyone. This industry is so small.
So forking small.
So small. Like,
your assistant will become your boss.
Literally.
Day. Yeah.
And so you just have to treat everyone the same. It doesn't matter what status they are. Like, even the PAs, you know what I mean? Whoever it is, like, you treat everyone with respect, because you never know who's going to bring you back to a job or who's going to become where, like, in a few years. Like, you just have to really treat everyone with respect.
I love that. All right, we're going to cut to a break really quickly and get back to what being the hardest worker on set means. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
All right, Alexis, I want to know, what does it mean in your eyes to be the hardest worker on set? Like, what little tasks does that mean you're taking upon yourself to do? Or, yeah, you know, what's going to make you stand out to be the hardest worker if you're a makeup artist?
I think just going above and beyond. Like, even though I'm there to do makeup, like, if their back hurts, I'm going to give them a little massage. Like, if they need a water bottle, like, even though I'm not their assistant, mm-hmm, like, I'm going to go get them a water, a snack. I think just, like, you know,
doing more than your role.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people really appreciate that as well.
One of the biggest tips that someone told me when I was young in the industry was no task is too little for you.
Yeah.
AKA, if someone spills a drink and it's on the floor, like, right, who cares if you're not the assistant or the PA or whatever? Like, be just as open to cleaning that up as you are to, like, calming them down if the talent's having an anxiety attack, and that's
definitely
your job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So, and I can attest, you are that person. You take on any task on set, which is
right,
awesome.
Yeah, I know. I try to. And I think just being hungry, too, for things. Like, uh-huh, you know, you can really tell by someone's energy if they want to be at the job or if they don't want to be at the job. And so, like, you just have to show up, do a good job, hustle. Like, so much of this role is hustling.
Yeah, totally. I feel like so much of any position in, yeah, entertainment is hustling and being
definitely
hungry.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what level you're at. Like, mm-hmm, even the huge makeup artists, like, they're still hustling. You're always hustling no matter how much you've, like, made it.
Totally. So speaking of huge makeup artists, I know you assisted,
yeah,
Ash, right?
Yeah, that's her name? I assisted a lot of people, but Ash K. Holm was probably one of my, like, main people that I assisted, and she's become, like, a huge mentor in my life now.
So how did that connection happen, and how did she turn into your mentor, and, like,
yeah,
how did she get the feeling that she wanted to help you too?
So,
because that's, I feel like people definitely, like, in LA, everyone's like, everyone's slimy, they want to use you, but
right,
then there's those people that, like, want to take you under their wing,
yeah,
and help you,
and whenever they do, like, you hold on to that and you, mm-hmm, keep that relationship good because it's rare.
So how'd you make that relationship?
So I had been assisting for maybe like 3 years before I met Ash. I had assisted tons of different makeup artists in all types of different styles, because in the celebrity makeup world, there's, like, several different styles. There's the makeup artists that do, you know, actors, and then there's the makeup artists that do more of, like, celebrity influencers, and, like, it's very separate. And so I had kind of assisted a little bit of everything at that point, and I wanted to work with Ash literally since I moved out here.
Really?
I messaged her all the time. She was always so nice and like, thanks girl, like, if I ever need someone, I'll keep you in mind. But, like, years went by and I just kept DMing, responding to stories, liking posts, commenting, just really making sure, like, she remembered
AF
my name.
Yeah.
And then I ran into her at a makeup event one night and I was like, oh my gosh, like I've DM'd you so many times. Like I'd love to work with you. And so she like took my info down, but nothing happened still. And then she posted on her Instagram story that she was looking for an assistant. And I was like, this is my chance. And so I sent in a video talking and just like really explaining, you know, I've wanted to work with you for so long. Like these are all the reasons why I think I would be a good fit. And she responded right away and was like, okay, great. Like let's start. And then from
this is
there,
so me energy. I love it.
Literally. I love like, it. You just can't say take no for an answer, you know? You just have to really keep going for it. And so finally, after like 3 years, we started working together. And we worked together for not that long, actually, because by the time I started with her, I had already had a few celebrities on my own and like was starting to get kind of busy, not busy enough financially to not have to assist, but enough to where I wasn't available as much as she needed me to be. And so then we kind of like took a pause because I was about to go on tour. And so we like stopped working together for a while, but we just really kept that relationship. And like, she's one of those people, if I ever need anything, no matter what type of advice, she's always answering my phone calls, still helping me out. Like she really has become such like a mentor to me.
Okay. I have so many questions. Yeah. I have to elaborate. Yes. You will, but you know what your girl Kris Jenner says is if someone tells you no, you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah.
And I love that.
It's
quote.
So true.
I love it.
It's so true.
Okay. So why do you think that Ash takes your phone calls now? Like why is that relationship so awesome and good and real?
I think that a big part of it is I was a really good assistant. I think that being a good assistant, you have to anticipate a lot of things. Like I really learned how she works, what brushes she's going to use before she even asks for them, what palette she's going to need before she asks for them, and just kind of like reading her mind and
knowing what they want
page.
Before they even know what they
want. Yeah, exactly. Yes. And that's what really set me apart, I feel like, and just my work ethic. Like, and I realize that now that I'm looking for assistance, it's really hard to find an assistant that's going to show up for you and
literally
work.
Same. It's literally, so weird.
It is so hard. And I remember the whole time I was assisting, everyone always said that, like, you don't understand how hard it is to find
someone. And I'm
someone,
like, yeah, right. Yeah, I've been waiting this whole time.
Literally, because all of the things that I was doing at the time, I thought were just common knowledge.
Same.
Apparently they're not. But whenever we stopped assisting, like, I just made sure to keep that relationship strong because I was like, I really look up to her and I want her to be in my life forever. Like, I don't want it to just be like, you know, a short term, like, oh, we work together and then that's it type of thing. And so, you know, even whenever I was moved on and not assisting her, if she ever needed someone, I would still help her no matter what.
Love.
And just still being really available for her and making time. Even during COVID, I was assisting her for a while again.
Wow.
You know, but I think that she just really saw something in me, too, because of how hungry I was and how much I wanted it. And I never would try to make anything about me whenever I was around her celebrity clients. You know, I would stand in the background, not speak unless spoken to, like never try and take her clients whatsoever. And I think that she really respected that. And now she's kind of starting to hand me clients and actually be really helpful.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. I was going to say, I think that even more than your talent and your work ethic, you seem like the type of person that just has a high level of integrity and like your yeses mean yes and your noes mean noes and you're like a no fluff girl.
Right.
And you're just going to show up and do your job and do more.
Definitely.
And that's, it's crazy that it's that simple, but that's all people can ask for in an employee. So yeah, I think it's so cool when mentors and people at that level that Ash is at and Alicia and Tana and whoever, I think it says so much about them when they are so willing to help you move on and go to the next level because they're so secure in their own thing that they're not worried about you taking clients or being jealous or being catty. That's red flag.
Totally.
Red flag if your boss or someone is not ready for you to move on like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because what do they expect? Right. You know what I mean? I hope one day I can help someone get to their next level.
Exactly.
And whatever. And I think you've done a really good job at finding people that would help you.
Totally.
And that, I don't know, I think that just says so much about people's character.
Right. I think, too, I'm really teachable whenever.
Same.
Yeah. And I think that's something so important. Like, if someone is like, hey, like, you know, I don't like that you did this or said this. Like, can we fix this? I am always just like, yes, of course. Like, what can I do to change it? I am
You're
very, like,
get
solution.
Better.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a
sponge. I want to grow and learn. Yeah, exactly. And I think that not everyone's like that, you know. if someone's trying to help you, don't come at them or don't be like, well, this is my reason. Like, just be like, yes, you're right. Accept it. I'm sorry. Like, let's move on. And I think you just have to like learn from your mistakes and just be teachable.
Wow. I think that's great. Great piece of advice. Be teachable. All right. We're going to cut to a quick break and we'll be back with more tea about Alexis's journey. Okay, so from Ash, how did you connect with Tana?
Tana and I actually met through a mutual friend at a party.
Oh.
And I was doing Paris Hilton at the time. And oh my God, she so found cool. out about that. And she was like, oh my God, do you do Paris? Like, I want you to do me. And then I went on tour very shortly after that. So I was gone for like a year and a half, basically. And we were DMing all the time, like, oh my gosh, would love to glam. Never happened. And then randomly on New Year's Eve, I think this would have been like 2018 New Year's Eve, she DM'd me and she was like, are you available tonight? And I was like, yeah, canceled all my plans, went and glammed her. And then literally from then on, it was like, next day, are you available tomorrow?
That's how it was with Alicia and I.
Right? Because it's like, once you just click with someone like that, it's like, okay, great. Like, I'm taking you. Like, this is
but
happening.
But that just goes to show when the opportunity arises, you do cancel your plans.
Yeah.
And you cancel everything that's going on. And when you know something is like
exactly.
bigger and better and good for you, you who fucking cares? Like you're not New Year's Eve low key sucks anyway.
Literally.
I'm like, is it gonna be fun this year? No.
Right?
No. Always it's the worst holiday.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think that just shows so much of your character too, that you're like, of course I'm gonna cancel my plans.
Right. And I think that's so much of being in this industry too is sacrifice.
Yeah.
You know, there's been so many times where I've missed plans or missed out on events or family time or this and that, but I know what I want in my career, and so I'm like, I'm willing to cancel everything to make this next move happen and to get to where I want to be.
How do you know when the social or family or whatever the case is, you know, it could be a funeral,
right.
it could be a wedding, it could be your little brother's really important graduation, whatever it is.
Yeah.
How do you know when to say yes to the career thing or yes to the family personal thing?
It's really hard, and that's something that I'm actually kind of learning now. Because
same.
I think for the longest time, whenever you're starting out, you say yes to everything.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter the rate.
Say no to
the
personal
time.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think you just have to really like hone in on that for a long time. But I feel like now I'm getting to the point where I can start to say no to things, because I know that Tana's still going to call me even if I'm not available for something. Mm-hmm. You know, like it doesn't matter what it is.
Like you've built a strong enough relationship
yeah,
with her.
Yes. Exactly. And I think you get to a point where you have to learn like work isn't everything at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's so important. I'm such a workaholic and it's easier said than done. But I have to know that there's certain memories that you're never going to be able to like recreate. And I want to be there for those special times. Mm-hmm. And people will understand that. Are asking me to do makeup, they're going to understand if I'm going to a funeral or if I'm going to a wedding.
Yeah. I think at the ages, like basically 18 until 25 or even like 24, really 18 to 25,
yeah.
I think those years is like work your forking ass off.
Definitely.
Like cancel the fun.
Yeah.
You have a long life ahead of you. Like that's the time to grind
exactly.
and like build and like literally launch
yeah.
and catapult your career.
Yeah.
And I feel like we both probably said a lot of like we missed out on a lot of things back
right.
home or whatever, but I don't regret it
no,
for a second.
Not at all. Because I really think too, I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't start at such a young age too. And I feel like too, whenever you start young and you're hungry and like showing up and you're not flaky, people have more empathy for you as well, and they're willing to help you because they see how much you want it and how hard you're working at such a young age, because I feel like that's a rare thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
I moved out here when I was 18, and one of the makeup artists that I was working with, she would invite me to Easter with her and to, you know, like her family events with her because she knew I didn't have family out here. And so I think you kind of like make your own family out here with the people that you work with.
Totally.
And everyone just wants to help everyone because we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I think as much as LA is a using city and like cloudy city,
right.
at the end of the day, when someone finds someone that's worth the potential, like
yeah.
people do want to help.
Definitely.
But you just have to ask.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like it's going to be an auto no unless you ask.
Right.
For what you want. So
no,
I love that.
So true.
Let's go back to Tana because I'm so infatuated by your guys' relationship. I feel like, in my opinion, being an Alexis Oakley stan, she like blew you the fork up and catapulted you in this industry as like not only a makeup artist, but as a face.
Yeah.
To like, you know, just like as your own influencer, definitely, your own like celebrity. And so I just want to know, like, what is your relationship like with her? Why does she want to help you so much? Why do you think that she has like that heart deep down in her that like wants to help you?
I think that one thing I see in the people that work around her sometimes is obviously we see her online. You know, she's known as a party girl, wild, flaky, this and that. And I think that sometimes her work people around her do the same thing because they think, oh, she doesn't care. No, she does.
Oh.
And I will never show up late for her. I will never show up unprofessional, or I never drink on the job with her, anything. I'm very professional, even though she probably wouldn't care about certain things. I treat her just like any of my other clients, no matter how close we are. And I think that she really respects that as well and has more of a heart to help me because she knows I'm not going to take advantage of her. I'm not going to.
You're not in it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you still respect her and you're grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know?
I really think that I would be nowhere if it weren't for her.
Yeah.
Or not nowhere, but I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for her.
Definitely. It's so funny because Alicia all the time, I'll like wait. I go into work, right? Like a normal person. People think we just like hang out and get Starbucks, but like
literally,
we actually work.
Yeah.
And so I go into work and I, you know, show up and get my stuff ready and whatever. And I will have a like really big personal thing, like, you know, so and so boy texted me, whatever, parents, blah, blah, blah. Something big that happened that I want to tell my friend, right?
Yeah.
But that she's my boss
right
now on the job. So I will literally wait like the whole day until the work day is over or lunch break.
Yeah.
Until I bring up the personal thing. And she's like, dude, you could have told me. But I'm like, no, like these are my work hours.
Right.
Like, I don't want to waste your time, waste my time.
It's so true.
And I think that's something that obviously, again, she probably wouldn't care if I like brought it up during work hours or whatever.
Definitely.
But like I do.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes someone stand out and makes them care so much for you.
No, I agree. It's just keeping that professionalism always.
Yeah. When you moved on from Ash to Tana and all your own clients, how do you not burn a bridge? Because I feel like that's a lot of, that's very common in the industry. Like once you're done working for blah, 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 and you move on, sometimes there's a bridge burned or they have bad blood or whatever. How do you avoid that?
I think communication, honestly, because even whenever I ended things with Ash, we ended on good terms because of the way I went about it. I went to her house, I brought her flowers, and I was like, hey, like, I've loved working with you so much and I appreciate everything you've done for me and I'm so thankful, but like, I feel like I'm getting to the point where I can't be there for you as much as you need someone to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm kind of moving on. She was like, I completely agree. She was like, you're killing it. I'm so proud of you. Like, I want you to do your own thing. And I think everything just comes down to communication because I could have went about it and just been like, oh, I'm not available anymore. Like, sorry. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's so many ways to go about it. But I think you just have to communicate with the people around you. And they're going to appreciate that much more than just being very vague. Like,
being real, like, being like, it's not that I don't want to.
Yeah.
I love being around you. I love learning from you.
Totally.
But I feel crazy not saying yes to whoever it is.
And people appreciate the honesty more so than just letting it fizzle.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like dating.
Yeah.
When you're like, you need to break up.
Totally.
But you like, you're.
It's scary.
Yeah. You need to break up so badly. It's the never ending breakup. I had this. And like, you guys both know it, but it's just like, it's a scary conversation. But scary conversations or like hard conversations usually are the best ones.
Right.
Or the most necessary ones. Even
it's
like
so true.
In life, the hardest decision is usually the best decision.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hardest obstacle. Like the greater the struggle, the more glorious the triumph.
So true.
So, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
How do you approach getting your next big client? Like how the heck did Chris happen? Come on.
So Chris actually happened through a friend that works in the Kylie Cosmetics offices.
Wow.
And
so cool.
It was just like mentioning my name at the right time, right place type of thing. Mm-hmm. And Chris happened to need a makeup artist. Oh, use my friend. Okay, great. I got an email within an hour and I was available.
Quick question. I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah.
But had you said to that friend prior, like, hey, if anyone in this family ever needs, she just thought of you.
Yeah. And I think that that's something really important, too. I heard this quote a long time ago. It's not about who you know. It's about who's going to mention your name in a room full of opportunities.
Ooh,
and that stuck with me so hard because I'm like, that's so true. Like, again, just back to people wanting to help people because they see something in you.
Yeah.
You know, like he could have been complaining about needing a makeup artist and no one could have said anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Okay, so they mentioned your name and then her team reached out?
Yeah, it was within an hour. She texted me and was like, hey, like, I told Chris's team about you. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, thinking, you know, oh, probably not going to hear back.
Were you freaking out?
Well, honestly, this is so weird, but the night before it happened, I was on the phone with one of my friends, and I was like, I just have this weird feeling that I'm about to do Kris Jenner soon. And
what?
She was like, that's so random. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I just have this weird gut feeling.
No, you did not.
I swear. And then the next day this happened. And so honestly, I wasn't even like freaking out or anything. I was just like, I called that. It was so wild. And I've never had that happen before.
What are you? A manifestation, God, person?
Literally,
what are you?
I don't know. I saw, okay, this is going to make me sound a little crazy.
No,
but
okay.
I saw this thing on TikTok a few weeks ago about like, which you probably saw too. Okay. Yes.
The things come to me. Oh, so I need to start saying that
it
more.
It was like that. And then there was this other thing too, where it was like, you're supposed to manifest at a certain time because of the moons. And like, I don't even know. I'm not super into astrology. I don't know. But I saw it and I was like, okay, like, I'm gonna start manifesting at this time.
Wait, what's the quote on TikTok? It's like, I don't chase, I attract.
Yes.
What belongs to me will come.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Not me, like, actually saying that every night.
Literally. Right? But so I saw this whole thing about manifesting and I was like, okay, like, I'm gonna give it a shot. Like,
shut up.
And obviously I believe in that stuff. And so then that night I was like manifesting, praying, everything. Next day I get a call to do Demi Lovato. Next day I get asked to be a guest on Access Hollywood. A few days later, I get asked to Kris Jenner. A few days later, I get a call about my dream apartment. It was just like thing after thing after thing. And it was like all just coming to me.
Okay, question. Is this you saying that quote, or is this you saying to out loud,
yeah,
I want to work with Kris Jenner? Because I think the power of saying something out loud,
right,
like for instance, me saying I want a podcast network,
yeah,
like to everyone and being confident, I think that does stuff. Like,
I agree.
Even right now, I'm like, I want to be set up with a like
right.
hot athlete. So
yeah.
I'm like trying to tell everyone. And I think that helps. But were you saying the quote or were you saying specific things?
I was saying specifically Demi Lovato. That was
really?
One thing.
So what were you, example?
I was just like writing down like, I'm going to be doing Demi Lovato's makeup. I'm going to be living in this apartment. I'm going to be doing this. Like just very specific goals, because I think that
writing it
so,
down.
Yeah.
Repetition?
Yeah.
Or like
just- no, just like. Just writing out
like
oh,
every
I'm doing
night
this. Yeah, no, not even every night. It was just like a one-time thing.
Wow.
And then it was like everything just started happening in the next few days, which was so wild. And then ever since then, I've just started like before I go to bed, like thinking about goals, which I've always been very into, like goals and New Year's resolutions and dream boards.
Same. We
and
should do vision
like
boards together this
yes,
year.
Yes, I love nothing more than a vision
I'm a
board.
For a vision board.
I am
I'm like,
hope.
Get the scissors, get the forking glue, get the
literally.
Rubber cement. Okay,
right. I love all of that stuff, and so I feel like that's one thing too. I've just always been very aware of the goals that I want and very specific ones too. And it's so crazy now to like look back at like all of my journals even from the last few years, because I've always been a big journaler.
Same.
And like writing down my goals, because I think there's so much power in like either visualizing something, writing it down, or speaking it into mm-hmm. existence. And so I feel like I've always just been like very aware of that, and now it's kind of like all happening.
Well, first of all, well forking deserved. It's not just a weird manifestation
you.
thing. You have built an empire where when opportunities come, they're lucky that you say yes to. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I will say that. But in the journal, are you writing, I will do this, or I am doing this, or I want to do this?
It honestly depends on the night. Like,
okay, it doesn't
I kind
matter.
Of
you don't overthink
yeah,
it. Okay.
I don't have like a specific way of doing things or like anything like that, because there's been times where I write out like, I am living in this apartment, I'm working with this person. And obviously, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm just like speaking it into existence. And then there's other times where it's just like, I want to work with this person. Like, I want to have my work on a book cover. I want to have my work on a billboard, whatever it is.
Okay, Alexis, I want to get into one thing that I'm pretty passionate about, and I'm sure you did it yourself. Have you on your journey worked for free?
Oh my God, so many times.
Okay, what is your, I would love to know your opinion on working for free and the value you see in that, because I think a lot of, especially Gen Z people, are really entitled in the sense they're like, I deserve this,
right.
You owe me this, blah, 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 which to some degree you understand, but like us making our way and still trying to figure it out in this industry, I mean, I literally worked my butt off for free for years.
Totally.
So I just want to know your opinion and like, why do you think that's smart and valuable for someone to do?
I think it's so necessary because I always say you either accept a job for the money that it brings you, the person, or just the experience. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're going to learn so much from working for free, and people are going to see the value in it because you're not, you know, you're very humble if you're working for free and you want to learn. And I think that people really value that and want to help you even more if you're working for free, if you're doing those things. And I think that's just part of it. Like, I remember when I first moved out here, my parents were helping me so much financially, and I
which God bless them. Yeah, you know what, like, I mean,
I could not have even stayed out here if it weren't for them, because I was doing so much for free, and my parents were always like, oh my gosh, another job for trade, like, why are you doing, you know what I mean? But it's like, I don't think that I would be where I am if I hadn't said yes to all of those things, because it's like, also, I just, if I believe in someone, even now, I'll still work for free. If I, like, see the vision, or if it's something creative that I'm wanting to do, I'll still do it for free because I'm still getting filled at the end of the day. It might not be paying my bills, but I'm getting something from it.
Yeah. You find the value in other things.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of, I feel like it's a big thing. Like, I feel like a lot of normal people don't realize that a lot of influencers or celebrities or whatever will, like, get their makeup and hair done for free in exchange for a post, right, and, like, that whole thing. What? How do you navigate that? Like, getting paid versus doing stuff for free, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. And for the longest time, I was pretty much doing everyone for free for a tag. Yeah.
But did you, for a tag?
Yeah.
Okay, explain that.
So, it's almost like a trade, you know what I mean? So I would message them, be like, hey, girl, like, would love to do your makeup. I'm down to do it in exchange for, like, a few story tags or, like, a permanent post, like, whatever you're comfortable with. And so then,
on, you know, their Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. And so I would go do their makeup. I would always get a glam photo so that I could have one to post myself.
And do you just ask at the end? You're like, yeah, hey, is it okay if I take it?
Because I feel like in a situation like that, like, they know that's the deal. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so normally they're pretty easy whenever it comes to that.
And were you trying to build your...
Build clients, build following, network. Okay. Yeah, like, kind of all of the things. And I feel like it was so helpful because it got my name out there in so many ways. Obviously, they were tagging me, and however many people follow them, see that. And then I would gain followers. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Like, there's some influencers that I've worked with, I've done their makeup for free, they've tagged, and I maybe gained 3 followers. And then there's others like Tana or Lana Rhodes or people like that where I'll gain thousands of followers.
Really?
Yeah, so it really just depends, and you kind of learn too. Like, you know, sometimes I want to work with people just because I'm obsessed with them and, like, want to do their makeup. I don't even care if I gain anything from it. And other times I'm doing it more as a business thing where, you know, I want to get something from it, which is followers or clients.
Totally.
Because most of the time, whenever you're working for tags like that, at least in my industry, it doesn't necessarily lead to more clients typically. It more so just leads to followers, which then I feel like can translate to clients.
And it's weird how followers, in a weird way, help you earn credibility.
It's so true. Yeah, it's so true. I feel like ever since I've gained my following, people take me more seriously.
Yeah, same.
It's wild.
Same.
Yeah.
Literally, people in my life that have been in it forever, I feel like now take me more seriously because I have more followers. It's so weird.
It's so weird, but it's so true.
Yeah, it's really weird. Really interesting. I think that a trade, I guess is what we call it, is similar to, like, a finance guy taking one of his clients to dinner.
That's such a good way of putting it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like they're going golfing. It's like he's going to pay for the round. He's going to pay for the booze. And if that means that in 3 years they're going to make a big deal, then that's, the trade is worth it.
Yeah. You have to smooch a little bit. Yeah, definitely.
So that's why, like, big, in the female working industry, that's what a trade is.
Exactly.
But in finance, corporate, bro, frat, whatever, that's their version of a trade, is the golfing, the sports game, the dinner on the house.
Totally. It helps build the relationship too. And you hope that whenever you're doing these things, whenever they have the budget or whenever they've grown, you know, into bigger things, they'll afford to bring you on. Or if a company they're working with is like, hey, like, you get to pick your glam, who do you want to use? You hope that they are going to use you know.
And what's cool is in any industry, at the end of the day, if someone during that trade enjoys the presence of you and had a good time just hanging out, like, I think real relationships are so not normal in our industry, that when you find someone that, oh, I'm gonna be in the glam for 2 hours and I actually like them and I actually would hang out with them, they're my friend, then that people really value that. Definitely. Like, same with the business dinners. If they're like, bro, I actually want to talk to you. And like,
yeah,
because it's like, I would say it's probably, I don't know, 60 or 70% personal and then 30% right. business.
That's so but, true.
But knowing, you know, the right questions to ask, or remembering how the grandma is, or yeah. you know what I mean? Their kids or names definitely. And things like that. That's what like makes you stand out.
Yeah. No, it's so true.
Exactly. Okay. I need to ask, because I saw on your close friend's story, very honored to be a part of that, that your neighbor heard you listening to Adele.
Oh my God, that was so embarrassing. I just moved into a new apartment complex and still learning, you know, the volume situation. Yeah. Because at my old apartment, I've never once had a noise complaint. I had parties all the time. Like, never once had a noise complaint. So the other day, I'm getting ready for work. And granted, it was early. I think it was like 6:30 or 7 in the morning. Blasting the new Adele. In the fields, vibing, mood. You know? Yeah. And then my landlord, who's an old man, by the way, he's like in his 70s.
No
or
way.
Like he's, yeah. He texts me. He's like, good morning, Alexis. Just wanted to let you know I've received a few complaints about your music levels. They love Adele too, but not while they're trying to sleep. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
So dead.
Literally, I didn't even know what to say back. I was just like, ha, sorry.
Like, you're like, oh my God, so sorry. Like, she hits different in the morning.
Literally, I'm like, just in the fields, bro. Sorry.
Well, first of all, Adele, I cannot wait for her fucking album.
Oh my God, I know. Queen.
Obsessed. Queen. My brother and I were literally jamming to like Rolling in the Deep on the way home from the Colts game.
So
and
good.
He was like, when he got home, he like sent me a Snapchat and he was like blaring it on his like frat TV.
Yes.
And they were all like, yeah.
Literally Chasing Pavements. Ooh, oh, hits different.
It's so different. Oh. What do you use? I feel like you're a frequent and so am I close friends user. What do you use it for?
Honestly, just things that I'm either too embarrassed to post for everyone, or whenever I'm talking about guys, like when I post certain things with my family, just certain things that I don't need everyone to see, just people that I know in real life.
How do you determine who's on your close friends? Just people you know in real life?
Yeah.
So I'm how many people do you have?
I think I have like 100 or so.
Oh, that's quite a bit.
Yeah. Because I don't really post like TT on my close friends. I feel like occasionally I do, but it's more so just people that I like actually know.
Yeah. I love that. I feel like also, a lot of girls like us that have like a little bit of a following. I'll like, if I want, because we don't get to reap the benefits of seeing if like our crush looked at our story.
It's so beneficial.
I'm so close friends, I'm like, add John Doe.
Literally.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, did he view it? And stuff like that.
Literally. If a guy I have a crush on is on my close friends, that's when you know.
But they're definitely like on and then off.
Right.
And then on
and off. Yeah. I change my close friends all the time.
Same. I will say mine though is about like, I think like 30-ish
people. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Small. You're really posting tea on there.
No, I feel like my friends keep it. Theirs is like 8 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
But sometimes I'll like, you know, if it's funny or whatever, not that deep, I'll post. Because I post a lot on my regular story, which I probably shouldn't. Whatever.
It's okay. Anyway. I feel like people love you because of that. You're so relatable. Literally.
Okay, last thing before we wrap up, I want to talk a little bit about dating.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So, clearly, we've both, you know, struggled in the LA area, which a lot of girls have. Like, a lot of, I will say, like, I hate blaming the city, but what else am I to blame?
Literally.
You know what I mean? I know it's not me.
Right? Obviously. Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding. But how, you know, since your career takes up probably like, I would say 80-90% of your time in life and whatever, how do you make time to date? Is that a priority of yours? Do you kind of like push it to the side and you're waiting for someone to like sweep you off your feet? Like, where is that in the ranking of life for you?
Honestly, it depends on the day you ask me, because there's some days I'm like, I want a boyfriend so bad and all I'm doing is swiping on the apps. And then there's other times in my life where I'm like, I don't really care. Like, I don't have time, whatever. And right now I feel like I'm kind of in that phase where I'm like, that's the last thing I'm thinking about. Of course, listen, it's fall. Like, of course I want a guy to come over and watch, you know, cute horror movies with me and whatever. Yeah. But I feel like it's just not a priority on my list right now. But also I feel like it's so hard to meet people in LA. It's so hard to make time for dating in LA because I'm like, on my days off, I want to hang out with my friends. I don't want to take the time to, like,
maybe go on a shitty date. Yeah, that's, like, 45 minutes Uber.
Exactly. Like, it's just such a commitment to go on a date out here. Like, the planning, just everything. It's such a commitment. But, like I said, when I go home, completely different story. All I want to do is date around whenever I'm home.
Really?
Yeah.
So it is like, it, do you think it's also you don't want to make time for it because there just aren't the type of guys that you have a crush on here?
Partially, because I've tried the dating apps and there's some that I like are my type. Yeah. Midwest was, listen, I'm into Newport boys right now.
Oh, that makes sense.
They're like similar.
Oh, should
to
I change
boys.
My like location?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We need to have a Newport night out though, because every time I go out in Newport, I feel like I'm in Missouri.
You know you what? Would love it. The last time I think I tried to hire Alexis, she's like, sorry, bitch, I'm in Newport, but do you want to come? I was like, I can't. I was like, I can't, but like next time, yeah, for sure.
We all need to go. You would thrive.
I like a guy's guy, like, you know, yeah, like knows more about sports than I do.
Yes.
Takes way less time than I do to get ready.
Right.
And doesn't
that
care.
That is so rare.
Yeah.
Here.
Which is, people think we're kidding. We're not.
No.
Yeah. Have you had any crazy experiences with like LA dudes here?
Like, not really, because I really don't even go on dates. I've lived out here for 5.5 years. And like I said, I think I've been on 3 dates ever out here.
Uh-huh.
If that.
Even what's crazy about LA is like you'll go to big parties where like so-and-so yeah, or everyone's at. And I'm literally looking around. I'm like, no one's cute.
Literally no one.
No. Or they're just not my type, maybe?
Yeah. Because I think they're just, like, so hot and, like, so muscular and, like, perfect. I'm like, I'm not into that.
Model-y.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I want a frat boy.
Yeah. I want a brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's very interesting. I feel like we need to maybe find that bar in, like, Santa Monica, yes, Venice.
I've heard the guys are hot down there.
And low-key downtown, like the finance bros.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We got to find a nice one, but yeah, not too bro-y, but just enough.
Exactly.
That can take us to a game.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, last question, Alexis. What is a move that you've made in your career that you're really proud of?
I think just my networking skills, honestly. Like, mm-hmm, I just take every opportunity to network and hustle and, like I said, not take no for an answer. And I think that's completely what has gotten me to where I am today. Mm-hmm. And that's my biggest piece of advice to anyone, too, is just, like, networking and not saying no.
Are there any career checkpoints that you are really trying to manifest or make happen right now?
I feel like the biggest thing I'm trying to do right now is get my makeup on a billboard. I feel like out of all of my goals, obviously.
Like someone's glam, like yes, you did their glam and yes, it's on a billboard.
Yeah,
oh my God,
exactly.
Tana, come on.
I know.
She's like billboard queen.
Come on, girl. I know.
I fucking stan Tana.
Same.
She's a beast.
She's the best. Literally.
She's so
my
smart.
Everything. She really is. She's such a
so
smart businesswoman.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you need to have her on here.
Really? Oh
yes.
My God, I would be so honored.
Yes.
I want her to go to Pretty Basic really badly.
Oh my gosh,
so
yeah.
Tana, go on Pretty Basic.
Literally, Tana, girl.
Okay, so you want a billboard.
Yeah, because I feel like pretty much every goal I've had, obviously there's specific people I want to work with or whatever, but every like tangible thing that I want, I've already done so far, mm-hmm, except for a billboard. So
really?
That's like my one thing left. Obviously, there's other things too, but my main thing for the year.
For the year.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Well, we will be thinking of you manifesting that for you. Is there ever an Alexis Oakley makeup line that will come out one day?
Everyone always asks me that. And maybe I just feel like there's so much in the beauty world right now and it's very oversaturated.
There's almost too much.
Yeah, that I wouldn't want to come out with something unless it's like life-changing, game-changing, no one's ever done this before, uh-huh, type of thing. I don't want to just put my name on another palette.
Yeah.
Like, I would want to wait till it's something that I'm like, everyone needs this.
Really?
Yeah.
What is there an influencer's product? Like, who do you think has done the best influencer makeup collab?
Alicia Marie.
Really? I mean, Avi.
Pretty Basic.
Yeah, Pretty Basic. Avi, Pretty Basic. Oh, I love right, that answer. Well, I think that I know Laura DIY said it on, I think, a podcast, but like you and Tana doing a makeup thing.
Yes.
Would be so iconic.
I know. Like, it really would be.
It could be called like something with like beat, like getting,
yeah,
like, I don't know. Have you seen that girl on TikTok? She's Girl Boss Town.
Yes. Obsessed with her. Just discovered her the other day.
So cool.
Literally.
We've been DMing. I'm like, bitch, you got to come on my podcast. And she's
yes,
like, yes. But she is like, everything she said for Tana,
yeah,
and just everyone else, I'm like,
I
want to be in her brain.
Right? I know. She's so good. I'm like, can I hire you?
Some brand needs to snatch her up and hire
literally,
her.
Literally.
Yeah.
I know. Someone needs to get on it.
Or PR firm, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right?
But
she's
good
so
on her.
Smart.
Good on her. And so thank you so much for coming on.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me.
I was like so honored to be able to like ask you whatever I wanted for like an hour. That was awesome.
This was so fun.
Alexis, where can everyone find you? Pimp yourself out.
Obviously, Instagram, Alexis Oakley. My TikTok's Alexis Oakley with two Y's. I'm on YouTube now.
Go subscribe. Yes. We need to do a collab.
Yes,
I would be so honored.
We've been talking about it. We need to.
Mm-hmm. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls. Same on TikTok and Twitter, TK's Juicy Polls. And be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.